eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Friday morning in the Delaware Valley. Rhea, do you remember? That's how I used to start
all the time.
Show.
Yes,
do you
did.
Know why I stopped doing it?
Because it was killing your voice?
No, well, that was half it. I actually ended up having to go to a speech therapist.
Yes.
Clearly it didn't work.
No.
But then, I don't know, one day I happened to have the radio on, and I heard Christopher Russo start miking the Mad Dog with that.
Yeah.
He's like, good afternoon, everybody. And I went, well, it sounds like I ripped it off, which I didn't.
Yeah.
But I went, you know what? It's killing my voice. That's over. I'm not doing it. But somebody yesterday emailed me and said, come on, your last show. Start the way you used to. All right, John Johnson did. Al will be joining us a little later. He had a late hockey game last night, but he will be joining us. And hopefully we will give you a send-off show that is worthy of all the loyalty you are given to us. I do have a little speech I'm going to give at the end, Rhea.
Yes.
Because Jim Gardner gave the most eloquent one I've ever seen a couple of months ago. And I said, well, I guess you have to do that now. You're going to handle your part,
yes.
Yours. And Al will have an opportunity to give what I'm sure will be a very emotional speech himself.
No.
Angela, real quick, I just want to mention that we will be live on Facebook.
We are live on Facebook.
For the final segment. So if anybody wants to be able to tune in and see, that's your opportunity.
See your mug.
All right. This is the more intimate goodbye show. We have all the people that came in yesterday. Thank all of you guys for the great job you did for us. Today, we're going to look back at our own 33 years, but we are never, you will never hear a show that I'm involved in that does not deal with the news of the day. And there's a lot of it, and it's frustrating as hell. I just did an interview with KYW, one of our great interns, Dave Uram, and he basically said, what are you going to do differently? It's your last word. And I went, I'm not going to do anything differently. You know why?
No, why?
Because I'm angry. The very last day, after 33 years, Johnson,
yeah.
I'm livid.
Really?
Yeah. My distaste for Jonathan Gannon, all right? My dislike of this man multiplied yesterday. First of all, I'm a big justice guy, right? I believe in justice. And the injustice of Jonathan Gannon dropping that turd on the city of Philadelphia in the biggest moment of the season and then getting a promotion.
Getting rewarded.
That is not justice. Rhea, is that justice?
Absolutely not.
And I got to tell you, it is now Thursday. I got a flood. Man, I haven't gotten all your emails yet. It's gotten out of control. But, you know, I take them all at radioman610@gmail.com, and I will continue to do it well after my retirement later today. But the people in this city are hurting bad. You know who's not hurting?
Let me take a guess. Jonathan?
Jonathan Gannon. This here, I want to play this a few times today because there are a lot of people, including a lot of the hosts at this city, that are defending him, that are finding other targets. Well, guess what? This guy is well over the biggest failure of his career and one of the biggest epic fails in the history of Philadelphia sports. He got over it, Johnson.
He sure did.
You know he got over it?
That's what I hear.
If you don't believe me, yesterday at his news conference, he's handling it.
Obviously, I have a lot of energy and emotion that went into the game and then losing that game and then staying the night here, not knowing I was going to stay the night and interview for a head coaching job. But you take everything in stride and you do the best that you can. And I'll say that it was a fun 48 hours. I'll say that because I enjoyed myself.
Oh, a fun 48 hours for him. God, he angers me.
Hold on a minute. I have not had any fun this week. Have you, Rhea?
No, I haven't.
Is it a fun 48 hours for the guy who gave up touchdown, and what would have been a touchdown, but it was favorable for them to slide down at the one and then the game-winning field
goal. You want to know why he was having fun?
Why?
Because he knew he was getting the job, and it didn't matter what he did.
This guy, you people out there, all of you who have defended this man, shame on you. This is my last show. I'm still doing it, Johnson.
Go all in. Do it.
Shame, shame, shame. That horse's ass has moved on and had a fun 48 hours while we sifted through the debris of his failure. Oh, that was nice there. Sifted through the debris of his abject failure.
He didn't seem very upset about it.
No, he seemed to be handling it surprisingly
pleased.
Well. Meanwhile, just because they didn't feel your intelligence was insulted enough by that moron, you're going to get some more insults from your head coach, Nick Sirianni. Aha! You got to hear this, Rhea. Remember, second half, touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Yes.
All right, call it what it is.
Yeah.
All four times right down the field.
Yep.
Wide open receivers everywhere.
No resistance.
Here's Nick Sirianni explaining how tough it is to play defense.
Listen, there's going to be things like you can't stop every play every time. You just can't. But you guys got beat on it early in the year. Yeah, we've gotten beat on a lot of different things, right, throughout the year. Like you give a little, you get a little, right? You're not going to be able to stop every single thing.
How about just one play?
No.
You
how
can't
about just
stop
one?
Every play. How about you have to stop some of them.
Yes.
Yeah. No, how do you, Johnson, how do you spin it that way?
Let me see here. 10 plays, 75 yards. 9 plays, 75 yards. 12 plays, 66 yards. All in the second half.
Well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? We can't stop every play. You have literally rationalized it to that point where when we fail in the biggest stage in the world, can't win them all. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
And then he tried to describe what happened with the wide open receivers on the two plays. The first one was not so much the coaches, although they had a role in it. Listen.
There was an execution error on the first one, and I just want everybody to understand, when I say execution error, right, that is, you know, we didn't do something correct on the field,
but
what that also means is we have to do a better job of coaching it.
All right, so we'll give 50% to the players on that one at 50% because they didn't coach it well.
It was, as they like to say, Angelo, a collaborative effort.
Right, and then you don't hear this every day. The coach then acknowledged the next time Jonathan Gannon's pants were ripped down, he got pantsed on the second one.
The second one, they got us. All right, and you're like, well, how did they get us when they already did it on? We were in a completely different coverage, a completely different scheme that we were doing. You know, we were running to catch up with the motion, and then he fell back and ended up scoring on the play.
Yeah, you believe this? So we got pantsed on the second one. We being Gannon, that's the coach.
Yes.
That's a defensive coach. He got pantsed on the second one. They had already fallen for the same play against Doug Peterson on October 2nd.
Yep.
And they never fixed the play. They never figured out how to cover it. And now we're going to try to distribute the responsibility so one guy isn't the target. No, there's one guy who was there for all of that. And he's the guy who's now the head coach at Arizona.
Got rewarded for
it. And I will go back to that guy again because he did something. This is, you can't, ladies and gentlemen, if you script it, if you went, right, what would be the most ridiculous thing somebody hoping to get a head coaching job would do after failing in front of the world?
Yeah.
And what job, you know what he did? He went right at it. He brought in for the interview, the day after they blew the Super Bowl, one item and one item alone, his play sheet from the Super Bowl. See, what he was, I know what he was attempting to do there. He was attempting to take this large turd and get some turtle wax and polish it all up.
Was it written in crayon?
Right, because I can tell you, whatever garbage he handled to those morons in Arizona, that they still hired him, the idea that all you would bring in would be the trophy of your failure is beyond belief. But here he is explaining it.
Monday morning to get up and talk to Michael and Monty. That's what I did. And I obviously had prepped for that opportunity for a long time. And basically, I did not have a book. I didn't have a piece of paper. I had one note card. I showed Michael my call sheet from the Super Bowl and said, this is how I do things. I write it by hand. And ultimately, we talked about what was in my brain and what was in my heart.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And they went, wow, oh, my God, wait a minute. We were on the fence here, but he writes the notes by hand? Oh, we got to hire this guy. He's old school. I mean, all you people, Elliot Shaw Parks, who were the other guys right that would tell you?
Marcus
Hayes.
Marcus.
Yeah. You guys right now couldn't look dumber. You understand? Right now, what you guys should do today, mm-hmm. this is my last piece of advice
yes.
for you. Call in sick. Don't even show your face today after those things were said following maybe the worst loss in the history of this city.
I had one sheet,
hide
too.
Hide your face.
On Monday, I'm going to bring it in to you.
You are? You got to. Oh, wait. Rhea's got a sheet, too, Johnson. All right, let me give the numbers out while she comes around here. She's in another room. She's in the newsroom. Rhea had a sheet, too, and I would like to see what was on her thing. Oh, no, I can't say that.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, well, I can.
Oh, look at that.
Bleep you. Gannon.
Wow.
That's her call sheet.
I suspect that's the same font his playbook
right.
was in, too.
Let the record show, she did not say bleep. Love
it was
that
a, it was a bird.
I'm going to miss you, Rhea. 215-592-9494. I am prepared to talk about that all day, but I know you're not. So whatever you guys want to discuss, I'm happy to discuss it today. This is our goodbye to all of you. We got a ton of great surprises. We're going to look back. We don't have extensive tape of our 33 years, but we do have some really cool highlights that will take you into some of the weird stuff we did, some of the exciting stuff that we did.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
We'll talk some about that. We are going to have Mike Lombardi on at 7, Brian Mitchell on at 8, Mike Garofalo at 8:25, and one of the favorite people who's such a big part of our show for so many years, former governor and mayor Ed Rendell on at 9. Ah. It is going to be a terrific show. I promise you that. Help us to make it that by calling in and offer you whatever thoughts you want. And really, if you would love to make my day better, attack Jonathan Gannon. I would like to leave, Rhea, the way I started.
Perfect.
Ripping every guy who deserves it in this city. I'm not sure in 33 years anyone has ever deserved it more than Jonathan Gannon, who has had a wonderful last 48 hours. He's having fun, Rhea.
I'd like to point out, when he comes to town next year with the Arizona Cardinals,
yeah.
I don't think that's going to be fun.
Oh, I will be watching from afar. Let's start the callers today with my girlfriend, Keisha. Hi, Keisha.
What's up, man? Hey, Rhea, how you doing?
Keisha.
Doing? Good
Keisha.
Morning. I'm sorry I missed out. I woke up out of my sleep to call you.
Well, I appreciate that, Keisha. You are one of my favorite people. You are the sweetest gal. And you know what, Keisha?
What's up?
Would you like to hear your favorite person, Bubba Chuck?
No, right now you're my favorite person.
All right, you go ahead, because I want to play Bubba Chuck in a minute, Allen Iverson. Because in your day here, you loved that man. Did you not, Keisha?
Yeah, but you got to give me a chance to say how much I'm going to miss you.
Go right ahead.
You're not giving me a chance.
Go right ahead.
You but you was like my friend in the morning. I'm crying because it will never be a morning show like you. And I thank you for letting me meet Bubba Chuck. And I love you. And I don't know what you're about to do, but I wish you the best. And when I seen you on 29 yesterday, you looked it handsome with your little white shirt on and your gray hair and your big nose.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness.
Keisha, do we have fun? Do we have fun?
Yeah, man. I went to a game with you and Rhea one time. We played the Charlotte Hornets, and we won. And I got a chance to see Bubba Chuck up close. If it wasn't for you, me and Bubba Chuck wouldn't have a friendship like we got. And I want to thank you, and I love you. Wow. And, I don't know how I'm going to be able to send you like a little telegram or whatever. I love you, Angelo, and I'm going to miss you.
Keisha, you could email me anytime. I will always be available at radioman610@gmail.com. And I hope you understand. I'm going to say this all morning. The people like you who called in, you were the stars of the show. Do you understand? It wasn't these players or these coaches or any of these other guys. It was you guys. You guys gave us everything that we could have ever wanted in your passion and your fun and all that you did. And you were representative of all of that.
But you gave me respect, too. You made me feel like a star. You let me come in. You let me. I was your girlfriend, but I'm a boyfriend, too. I love you, man.
Love you, Keisha.
Rhea, I love you, baby.
I love you, too, Keisha.
Be well. Be well, Keisha.
I love him.
Thanks, Keisha.
You can play whatever you want to play at the Bubba Chuck.
Oh, yeah. I want you to hear this. This is a special request for Keisha, the biggest Bubba Chuck Allen Iverson fan ever. He came on our show one time. It took a lot of work to get him on.
Training camp, right?
And when he came on, he was phenomenal. He even talked about what he wanted to do after his playing career.
How weird is it for you to be playing for him on the Olympic team? A lot of the other guys asked me, like, does he yell like this all the time? All the practices like this? And I was like, yeah, that's cool. He didn't change anything.
Somebody called in and they said, ask Allen what he'd like to do when his playing career is over.
I want to be a professional fisherman. I want to be a fisherman.
He was great. And he was talking about Larry Brown, who he had a contentious relationship with throughout. But Larry Brown also was a guy who knew what he was doing. Let me just end this segment. He was a hell of a lot better coach than Jonathan Gannon will ever be. I promise you that. 215. When I get focused on something, Johnson, I get focused.
I like it.
215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 660.
Whether you have a puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. The Farmer's Dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. They send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/healthieryears. 23.
Brought to you by Nas Cancellari. Nick Sirianni spoke about the Eagles' Super Bowl loss, blamed the players on the Chiefs' first motion touchdown. Coaches for the identical play on the second, says special teams coach Michael Clay will stay. Meantime, Jonathan Gannon officially introduced as the Arizona Cardinals' new head coach, reflected on the Super Bowl loss in which his defense had zero second-half answers for the Chiefs.
I feel bad about not being able to get that done, but it was an excellent learning experience for me, and I know that I learned a lot from that game and things that I would need to do different moving forward to win that game.
Eagles said to be interested in Vance Joseph as their new defensive coordinator, according to CBS Sports' Jacina Anderson. Joseph currently the Cards' defensive coordinator. Philadelphia asbestos attorneys Nas Cancellari have collected over $500 million for 5,000 asbestos victims. Call 215-546-8200. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Dr. Glatt. Cloudy with rain ending this afternoon. Windy, Temperatures will drop during the day to 45. It's currently 60. Failing or thinning hair? Call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglatt.com. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.